Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Before we get to today's teaching, I want to share a quote with you. President John F. Kennedy once said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to ensure the survival and success of liberty." And to that I say, hallelujah and amen. Hope that you took some time yesterday to recognize the veterans who have paid, and some still are paying, a price for our freedom and liberty. Now, let's talk about the seven things God wants to show us. Here's a brief review of what we shared on yesterday's call. First, God wants to show us the way to eternal life. Psalm 25:4, easy to read version. "Lord, help me learn your ways. Show me how you want me to live." When God shows us how he wants us to live, what we do, and the question is, what do we do with it? Do we keep a journal or a notebook where we detail the divine directives we've received from the Lord? When we read or pray, we should always keep something close by where we can record any insight, revelation, spiritual discovery, or directions we receive.
Number two, God will show us signs along the way. Judges 6:17-18, the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Gideon said to him, 'If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks with me. Do not leave here, I pray you, until I return to you and bring my offering and set it before you.' And he said, 'I will wait until you return.'" Our signs may not be an angelic encounter, flames coming out of a rock or fleece being wet or dry, but God is speaking to us this and every day. If we will but listen, he desires to guide our steps.
Number three, show me the love. John 14:15. Classic Amplified. "If you really love me, you will keep, obey my commands." John 13:35. Classic Amplified. "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves." Don't tell me you love me. Show me by how you love others.
Number four, show me mercy. He will show us mercy. Remember, grace is getting what we don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what we do deserve. Psalm 25:15-17 in the easy-to-read version says, "I always look to the Lord for help. Only he can free me from my troubles. I am hurt and lonely. Turn to me and show me mercy. Free me from my troubles. Help me solve my problems." The first eight words of Psalm 25:15 are powerful. "I always look to the Lord for help."
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, God just wants to show us favor. Favor is the irresistible charm of Jesus flowing through you to every person you meet, whether they know you or not, whether they're Christians or not. Hallelujah.
Psalm 86:17. In the Classic Amplified Bible, "Show me a sign of your evident goodwill and favor, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, will show your approval of me when you help and comfort me."
The favor of God allows us to walk in any room, meeting, venue or anywhere else with the absolute confidence in knowing that our great God, Jehovah, is flowing through us, giving us supernatural favor.
Psalm 119, verse 132 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Look upon me, be merciful unto me, and show me favor, as is your way to those who love your name. If we want to know how to move, if you want to know how to move in God's supernatural favor, you'll find an amazing answer in Acts 2, verse 47. It says, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for praising is G134. And it means to praise, extol, sing praises and honor to God, to allow, recommend, to promise, or vow. Praising comes from a Greek root word, G136, which means a saying, proverb, praise, laudatory discourse. When we begin to praise God, we change the spiritual atmosphere wherever we are and whatever we're going through. If we feel like the hordes of hell have carpooled or are headed to our house, just start praising God for what he's done and is doing in your life. Start with the basics. Thank God for being able to breathe on your own, hear others speaking, being able to speak so others hear you. When words of praise start flowing from our lips, circumstances change. Adversaries flee. Thoughts are purified and energized by the Holy Spirit, which leaves a spiritual confidence with every person we meet. Number six, show me the money. Show me the money.
Matthew 22. Verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Show me the money used for the tribute. And they brought him a denarius.
Matthew 22:15-22 tells a powerful story about the Pharisees trying to get Jesus to make a mistake. But let's, if you kind of back up five chapters and start in Matthew 17, verses 24 and 27. It'll reveal that Jesus showed Peter where the money was to pay the taxes.
And when they, speaking of Jesus and Peter, were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee.
The tax collectors frankly asked Peter if Jesus paid tribute to Caesar. Peter reassured them and presented the matter to Jesus, who promptly spoke a word to Peter that was beyond human reasoning. Jesus told Peter to go down to the sea and cast a hook. And the first fish he caught would have enough money in its mouth to pay both their bills. When we act upon the word of God, he'll show us the money, even from some of the strangest places. I have to tell you, I love Amos 4:5. Amos 4:5 in the Contemporary English Version. And truthfully, it's the way my fine wife and I want to operate. The verse says, bring offerings to show me how faithful you are, how thankful you are. Bring offerings to show me how thankful you are. Gladly bring more offerings than I have demanded. You really love to do this. I, the Lord, have spoken. I love that verse. Number seven, seventh thing God wants to show us faith.
James 2, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But someone will say to you then, you say you have faith, and I have good works. Now you show me your alleged faith apart from any good works if you can, and I, by good works of obedience, will show you my faith.
Show me your faith as an action, because we exercise our faith by actions. Here are seven keys to exercising our faith. First, what you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned. John 8:38, Classic Amplified. I tell the things which I've seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you've heard and learned from my Father.
Second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect His instructions. Psalm 119, verse 5, in the New Living Translation says, oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees.
Third, faith must be an action, or it will always be inactive. James 2:17, Classic Amplified. It's also faith. If it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead.
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions which unleash the faith of those words and bring them into the natural realm. James 2, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, you see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete.
Fifth, we will be rewarded for the actions we take and consequences when we don't. Proverbs 24:12, New Living Translation. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all. He understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you well. Oh, wow. He will repay all people as their actions deserve.
Six. Our commitment to bring glory and honor to his name will automatically bring success to ours. Proverbs 16, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
Seventh, you'll be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12, Classic Amplified. Behold, I'm coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit. Now, here's the bottom line, and it's found in Psalm 143:10, Contemporary English Version. You are my God. Show me what you want me to do. And let your gentle spirit lead me in the right path. Can somebody say hallelujah? Show me is an action phrase. It's about doing and not just talking. God wants to show us what to do. We need to be paying attention and doing what he says. Hallelujah. Stay with me for a second. First, tonight. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. You can go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth Sunday Night. If you don't have a computer, well, go to the library. Go visit a family friend. The teaching tonight is entitled Developing a Winning Mindset. You want to hear it. You want to hear it. Secondly, go to haroldherring.com, check out this week's two-minute video. And while you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. And we're so blessed by your support. Bye-bye.